You're listening to Liverpool Live. This is Radio City Talk.
It's 12:32, it's Radio City Talk. We'll go back to the House of Commons for Prime Minister's questions. First up, though, an opportunity to speak to the Mayor of the City of Liverpool, Joe Anderson. Off the back of the news that the Everton General Meeting, which took place yesterday, set out how that new Everton Stadium could well work for Everton in years to come and the proposed timeframes to it, and of course the funding for it as well. Joe Anderson joins us on the programme now. Mayor Anderson, thank you for your time. Thanks for joining us on Radio City Talk.
You're welcome, mate.
Just in terms of the setup for this one, people are using phrases like loans or guarantors of loans. Can you set out for us the council's involvement financially in it?
Yeah, I mean, if people recall, Mick, last year we talked about the issue of supporting the club finding a funding solution to their purchase of a new stadium. And we were asked whether we would be willing to go as guarantor, securitising the loan, and they were going to borrow the money from institutions. They had a choice of institutions. And I asked the question whether, rather than us being the security or the guarantors, because that meant that we were taking, if you like, any risk, we were guaranteeing the loan deal, what we would get from that. I asked the question, what would we get if we actually became the loan providers and securing the deal ourselves against Everton Football Club as an asset and stuff. So we've done all of that. That took place over the last 12 months, and we've come to the conclusion that we can do a deal with Everton Football Club where we would provide a loan. And then basically that loan, the repayments for the loan would be paid by Everton, plus the interest on that loan would be paid to us. And it would give us a profit of around about £7 million over 25 years. So that is going to be looked at legally. It's going to go through due diligence. It's then going to go through the process of the council, where it will be scrutinised by the Audit and Accounts Committee, the Select Committee of Regeneration, and then the full council. So it is something that I'm going to propose to the cabinet and to the council that we should consider as a great financial revenue generator for the city.
Just set that out for us again in terms of the numbers. Over the 25-year period, you would make £7 million over 25 years, or would that be £7 million a year over 25 years?
It's £7 million a year. That it will rise within 2 years to 3 years to £7 million. It will start off around about £5 million, and then basically rise to £7 million after 3 years, and then stabilise at that. And we will make sure that we are securitised to the council against providing that loan. And all of those things are going to be scrutinised. All of those things are going to be checked. All of those things are going to be go through proper due diligence, and as I said, go through the cabinet and then the council. You know, what people have also got to understand, Mick, is that this will cost council taxpayers no extra money. It won't take away any of the money that we can use on services, because we're not allowed to do that. This will be a capital asset borrowing plan that will allow us to borrow at a cheaper rate than they can get from the market. So it's a commercial deal for us that gives us a revenue. It also accelerates growth in the North Liverpool docks. For instance, we get £1.4 million a year in business rates from the stadium. And it will also bring in new business, new accommodation, new housing down there that over a period of 10 years will accelerate growth and create, you know, somewhere around 10,000 jobs. So it's a massive investment opportunity for the city to have that will stimulate growth and create plenty of opportunities, including new income.
At any point, Mayor Anderson, when you were sat down with Farhad Moshiri, did you ask him, if you are so rich, why do you not just pay for the stadium?
Okay, well, let's be realistic about this. We didn't sit down with Farhad Moshiri. The advisors from the Liverpool City Council and our team, in terms of special advisors, have met with Everton's team of financial advisors. But in relation to the question around Farhad Moshiri, that is a matter for Farhad Moshiri. Look, the point is, apparently one of the political opponents has said, why can't he pay for it? Well, that is a question for him. What I've been asked to is to consider whether we would enter into a commercial deal. And I've said yes on the basis that it benefits Liverpool. It benefits Liverpool financially, and it also helps us in the economic regeneration terms. for that machinery, as far as I'm aware, he's putting in around about £150 million into the scheme, and we are loaning a further amount to Everton Football Club to build a stadium. So our figure is round about £280 million that we possibly will loan, provided it goes through proper due diligence and scrutiny. They will put in another £150 million or whatever. But, you know, we get repayments made on the loan, so we don't pay them. The club pay them. Plus, we get an interest profit, and it works out between 5 and 7 million. Ended up at 7 million in the first 3 years, and then running for 25 years, which gives us about 175 million clear profit for Liverpool. Plus, it regenerates North Liverpool and kickstarts new jobs, new growth, new businesses in that particular area.
So in terms of the extra funding that you would then have to spend on things like roads and around the area, do you think that you would make that money back from this loan deal?
We won't be, what we've just spent, for instance, the 38 million on the Leeds Street corridor into the waterfront has come from central government, RDF and SIF money. And that will be the same in terms of whether we open up a new station or whether we do transport infrastructure improvements. They will come from central government funds that we'll apply for. So the bottom line is that even if we wanted the, you know, there'll be 106 money, section 106 money comes from the Peel developments and the developments that will be spent in road infrastructure. So it won't cost Liverpool Council taxpayers any extra money at all.
One of the concerns that Richard Kemp had when he appeared on this programme earlier was saying that the council doesn't have a track record in being able to organise these sorts of commercial deals with commercial companies, that we don't have the manpower and the personnel. He probably would say that. But you seem to be pretty sure that the risk element around is a minimal thing.
When I took over running this city in 2010, I had to pick up £135 million debt that Liverpool Liberal Democrat administration had left us. So we're not going to take any lessons from him. Of course we'll be able to manage it. The bottom line is I'm taking expert advice on this. It will go through legal scrutiny. It will go through proper due diligence. It will go through scrutiny of the select committee, both select committees of the council, the audit and the council, the select committee of regeneration, and then it will go through full council. So everybody will have the opportunity to scrutinise it. It will be, well, most of the information, in fact, most of it is already available for the public to scrutinise. And the bottom line is that's the way I want it. We will hide nothing from the public. The public will be able to see the deal. That's exactly the way I want it because, look, I'm getting accused, and I'm not saying you are, but other people are inferred, and that the reason why this deal is being done is because I support Everton Football Club. That is absolute nonsense. I'm doing the deal because I've got no money to pay for services. I have a strategy called the Invest to Earn. You know, Richard Kemp was against us for providing Finch Farm for Everton. We've now made over £1 million profit on Finch Farm. Richard Kemp was against us buying the Cunard building. We now get £1.8 million rent, income, revenue coming into our city. It was against most everything that we do. But the bottom line is we can't sit and bury our head in the sand and allow services to continue to wither on the vine. This invest-to-earn strategy that we've employed means that we can try and sustain ourselves for the future. And that's exactly what it does. But let me tell you, there'll be 10,000 jobs being created. There'll be around about £1 billion gross value added money coming into the city as a result of the development. Don't forget the Peel development, Mick, was a 30-year programme that was a £5 billion investment taking place from Prince's Dock right the way down to Bramley Moor Dock. Now what we've got is a bootcase effect. Bramley Moor Dock regenerating that part of the Liverpool Waters scheme. Don't forget it sits on a middle development zone, so it gives us an increase in revenue anyway. And it accelerates and creates new jobs and new opportunities for the city. So it's not only good for North Liverpool, it's absolutely fantastic for the city. And people can say it's a good deal for Everton. It is a good deal for Everton because we're going to provide them with a cheaper loan than they can get from Prudential or elsewhere. But we still make a profit. We still make a huge profit from it. and it's a great commercial deal for Liverpool City Council.
On that, in terms of your investment in it, not just as an Evertonian, Joe, but also, you know, as the loan provider then, you get to call the shots on this in regard to that building work, presumably. So what will you then be telling Everton? Here's your loan, you know, here's your money, you've got it up front. What will you be telling Everton about when you expect to them to see, you know, that Bramley Moor area being filled in first and foremost, I imagine, but then, you know, spades in the ground, a stadium starts to be built, that we start to see that new project emerging?
Okay, well, what I'm not going to do, Mick, is rush the decision that we have to make. It will go through a proper scrutiny, it will go through proper due diligence. We'll probably have a report that goes to Cabinet sometime round about March, April time. We will have a special council meeting after that. That will look at it and go through the flexibility. So we're not going to be rushed. But what we will do is provide Everton with the loan if it's agreed and the due diligence is satisfactory. And it will be up to Everton to have the designs and the way they want it, provided it meets our planning requirements in terms of, as well, you know, the building that they are proposing aesthetically looks good on the waterfront. It's an iconic building. As long as it meets all of those, because it has to go through the due planning process as well. So all of those things will be put in place, but we're not going to be rushed into doing it. You know, hopefully, I'd like to see the stadium built and operating by the season 2022, because that means that, you know, as I said, there's new jobs, new businesses and growth taking place in North Liverpool, because people have got to ask themselves the question, if it's not taking place, if this isn't going to happen, then for another 30, 50 years, that dock will just remain derelict and not in use.
Joe Anderson, thank you for your time. Thanks for joining us on Radio City
Talk.
Appreciate that. That's Joe Anderson, Mayor of the City of Liverpool, setting out there that as a council, they will find the money to the tune of £280 million in a loan, which Everton essentially will pay the council back on. It won't cost the taxpayer any money. In fact, Joe Anderson setting out there that over the 25 years, it will work out, give or take a first couple of years, at £7 million, £7 million per year for the taxpayer. So that's set out by Jarnison there in terms of how Everton's new stadium will be funded. £280 million in loan. Obviously, the club have to find the rest of the money, whatever that would be.
Radio City Talk. Liverpool Live with Mick Coyle.